Okay, we begin. The show. The daily shir in halacha has been spending time on the halachas of the seuda, and appropriate and the right time. Focus on one halacha and go through a little bit the halacha, and just to really enhance the halacha and to better understand halacha, to understand why a minute the minhagim. So today's is going to be a little bit different than ordinary. We'll mention it next week. We'll get back to some of the Hilchos Shabbos, which I wanted to discuss. Today we're going to have a shir which is going to start with halacha, be enhanced by Divrei Agada. And then through understanding through the Divrei Agada the reason for the halacha, we then will be able to get back to the halacha and better observe the halacha. Then, Mitzvah Hashem, at the end of the shir, hopefully we'll have time, and we'll share a Kiddush Gadol over the Yom Tov from Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch. He spent so much time on Torah and Limud HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We're going to see a Chiddush Gadol. Hopefully, the oil will be able to share. Well, I'll be able to share with everybody here, and then we will be able to conclude with a wonderful chat from Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch. So, the oil learned in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Today's shiur is going to focus on salt. That's today's shiur. It's all about Melach. It's all about salt. As we shall see, salt is unique, different, and our table must have salt on it. So some of the questions that we are going to talk about, which was already learned in the daily shiur, is how necessary this salt is. And what I don't find is, if you're going to sit down now, how many of you have taken a bagel and you don't have any salt on the table over here? How many of us sit down for a breakfast, lunch, a supper during the week? According to the halacha, it would appear that you need to have salt on the table all the time. How necessary is it to dip it into the salt? Is it just having salt on the table on the Rosh Hashanah, when we had the Vash, and throughout the Yom and the Rayim, depending on your minig, you had honey. Is it honey and salt? Comes to Seder night. We need salt on the table. We don't even use the salt. So there's a lot of questions regarding Melach. And you'll see as we go through the Sugya, we'll enjoy the share. Let's start with the Mechaber. It's really one Mechaber. One Mechaber in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. And we begin with it, the Mechaber that says like this. So a person is not allowed to be by Se al Apas. So we don't cut the bread. We don't make the bracha on the bread. Achi Aviyu Lefan of Melach. You should have salt. So it means the salt should be there already on the table. Doesn't seem that you should, if you forgot, you should bring it afterwards. But that we shall see. What do we need the salt for? The Mechaber says, "Lapis by Prusa Savitzia." It really is to enhance the piece of bread. It makes the bread more chashuv. You're making a bracha of hamaitzi, as the Sfarim explained to us. Bezeas apetla teich alachem, being that the curse was lachem. How do we remove the curse of this world? It's by making a bracha on lachem, thanking Hashem for the lachem. It's the netilas idayim. Therefore, then he asked the question. Why is it only for bread? What about for cake? Those are all sugyas that Olam will be learning in the daily halacha of the, and you know, I guess you already did it already, about washing your hands for other foods like the that touch one of the Zion Mashkin. But we definitely need to make a brach on something chashuv. We've seen that, we've spoken about that. And therefore, you want to make this a chashuv food. We therefore need to salt. Salt makes it much more of a tasty food. Therefore, the Mechaber says, "Bimini kia." So it's fine flour. And it's bread that already has been spiced. And we already have salt. Our dough has salt. Or you want this type of a bread. This is what I want. I want to eat such a type of a bread without any salt. Ain't it tzarich l'ham? So the lashon of the Mechaber is, you don't have to wait. He doesn't say you don't need it. He just says you don't have to wait for the salt. So you don't have the salt on the table. You don't want a hefsik. You don't want to have too much of the hefsik over here between the washing, the hamaitzi. So you don't need to wait. And that's why the Ramah is really just, it's really a continuation of the Mechaber. Yeah, you don't have to wait. a mitzvah al kol shulchan melech. You still need salt, although the bread is already mitugalas petavlin, or it's bread that's like our bread, which has enough sugar in it. It's all chashuv. It's all very, very tasty. Still is a mitzvah to have salt on the table. Does not say a word about dipping in salt. All the Rama says, have salt on the table. Why? Rama tells us, shulchan daimel mizbeach. Our table is the mizbeach, which we are going to discuss what does that mean, then flame to the mizbeach. Ba'achila k'karbin, when you eat at your table, you're eating a karbin. And the pasuk says, very interesting, Rama is bringing down Medrashim here. I'll call karbonecha takrib melach. You need salt. So you need salt together on your shulchan, which is the mizbeach. Bu-megin, na-pranius. And by having salt, it's megin us from the pranius. Doesn't explain how it's megin us from the pranius, but as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain how it's megin us from the pranius. So once again, learning the Rama does not say a word about dipping in salt. It doesn't seem to need to dip it in salt because our bread already has salt. It seems that there's some other reason why. And the reason is the Rama says, our shulchan is diamond to the mizbeach. The mizbeach needed salt because you needed to take the carbon and salt the carbon. Why did you have to salt the carbon? We don't know yet. But you need to salt the carbon. You need to salt the carbon. You should have salt. But what's the first question that you might ask is, the mizbeach wasn't enough just to have salt on the mizbeach. You have to take the salt and salt the carbon. The food that we're eating, if the Rama is telling you our food is the carbon, so you should have to salt. And the Rama doesn't even mention a word about salting. It just says have salt on the table. That's one question you could ask. Let us learn the Mishnah Berurah very quickly over here. Number two, he's talking about the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, don't start making the bread. If you need salt, in a case of where the bread doesn't have salt, it's not mutugalas from Kabbalah. You need to make the bread into a davar chashuv. Wait, don't make the bracha right away. And if you did make the bracha, you should wait till you bring salt, even though you made the bracha. But again, let's remember, the Mechaber is not talking about our bread. Our bread is not included in Mechaber. We're going to be focusing on the Rama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, our tables don't mean to the Mizbeach. K'moish Chazal, this matzah is a Midrash Kai in the Mizbeach. When Mechaber, Achshav, now the Shulchan's Mechaper. Why is our Shulchan Mechaper? Tonight we give to the poor people. So if we don't give to the poor people, it's not Mechaper. And then you should need salt. So it's only if you have poor people then, or meaning you have guests. So according to the Mishnah Berurah's reasoning, it would appear only if you have guests at your table. If not, so then why is our table like the Mizbeah? However, if you sometimes have guests, so you could say that this table is daima to the shulchan, the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, says the Sharitzin, and this is, we're going to get back to this later on, because so many people ask me the question. We said that our table is daima to the mizbeach, and the daima to the mizbeach, I remember in yeshiva always being told, you're not allowed to sit on a desk. Why? Because it's diamond to the mizbeach. What type does that mean? Any table? Any desk? What does it mean you can't sit on the table? It doesn't even say you can't sit on because the shayat and all he brings down is also lahari keen ala shulchan. You cannot kill a mosquito. So you're sitting, whether it's sukkis, where there were mosquitoes, and you want to kill the mosquito on the table, so you cannot hit the mosquito. You wouldn't be able to kill a fly on the table. Doesn't mention a word about sitting on a table. People ask me if they're allowed to pass children over on the table, have children climb on the table. All that we'll have to talk about. It's not in the actual letters of the Farshim. There's a Sefer Hasidim, and then we'll have to try to understand what the Sefer Hasidim means. But clearly, their table, if it's a shulchan, it's our mizbeach. We have to treat it as if it's a mizbeach. We learned, or maybe Abram is up to there, not sure where they're up to now. But even leaving empty bottles, we don't leave it on the table. Our table isn't as bad. It's disrespectful. So anything which is disrespectful to our table, we should not have on the table. People put the bottles down. It doesn't really do anything. The bottle's still empty. It's on the table. So if our table isn't as bad, we are going to treat our table with respect. How far does that go? We're going to Mir Tashem come back to later on. It says the Mishnah of Berurah Vayter, Vachilo, through our eating of the food. So now we're being mechazdik kai chaisov. Now we're healthy and we're serving Hashem. So it's very similar to, as we'll see from the Divrei Agada part of it, that this is not the mizbeach cleanses us, our table gives us the, at which now we can serve Hashem pure. So by eating, we're also strengthening ourselves. This Hashem says the Mishnah Berurah, what is salt do? Salt is besides for what the Rama says, that it's, we need salt. But then don't forget, the Rama then says it's Megan. Why is it Megan in our Pranius? That's not the reason. That's not the reason why you need salt. You need salt because our tableism is there. Rama does add on Megan in our Pranius. So the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean it's Megan in our Pranius? He's of a Medrash. We're sitting at it. It's on, it's really the Radvaz also brings this down a little bit more in detail. When you're sitting at a table, so it's not like to just. I always thought that you're sitting at a table, you're waiting for everyone to wash, your wife to wash, your children to wash. You have guests. It takes a long time until everybody sits down, and you're sitting there. Says the Radvaz, Mamtin and Zeh until everybody washes Netilas Yadayim, and you're not doing anything. Bein Balei Mitzvos. You're not doing. There's no Torah because you can't talk. There's no Tefillah. You can't talk. So you just, everyone's sitting around the table, usually the Baal HaBayis, because he doesn't want it to be awkward, so he sings. Although, Menchus Yitzchak writes a tshuva that you shouldn't be doing that either. You can't talk, you shouldn't be singing. Bein Balei Mitzvos, HaSatan is Mekatrig. Satan's saying, oh, look, no one's doing, you're wasting time. Oh, wasting time is the worst thing in the world. The Satan can start up with us. Therefore, we have the Melech, and Melech is Megan Aleim. How does Saul save us from that? So again, we need salt on the table anyway because our table is a mizbeach. But it also is megan from us. It megan us from the satan. How is salt megan us from the satan? So again, this reason is telling us that the salt has to be there even before you make the bracha. If it's the reason of our carbon needs a salt, so good, your food needs to be salted. So the salt now is going to be added to your food. It doesn't have to be there when you're sitting there and waiting. According to this reason, that it's Megan, salt already has to be there. I sit down, I wash first, I'm sitting at the table, I'm waiting for everybody to wash. Satan is going to start up with us because we're wasting time, a lot of wasted time until everybody sits down. So you take salt. What's pshat in the salt? Shabbat doesn't tell us, but the Mefarshim do say that Melech is one of the only things in this world that fire and water have no fights over. You can't burn salt, and if salt gets... is absorbed in water, all you do is boil the water out, you have your salt back. So salt is lamala menateva. It goes against all of the different properties that normally we follow in this world. So melech, the satan doesn't like melech. Melech, we know, brings life. Melech, it preserves. It's the opposite of teva. So melech counters teva. And that's why in halacha we find this person in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, someone's dying, don't put salt on his tongue. It's going to keep him alive. We find that melech is the opposite of what the satan tries to do. Satan does not like melech. We preserve food. We get rid of blood. We now can eat the food. And it gets rid of blood, which is gashmius. And now we just have the basar. So melech and satan don't go together. In Russia, they tell, when I speak to Russians, they tell me in Russia, this became a superstition. They put salt all around the house because they believe there's a lot of the salt to invade the home. So this way, you put salt in the corners of the house, they have salt all over. They believe that the salt is going to keep away the salt. The melech, we see from the Mishnah Berurah, that's the purpose. What we're going to do now is we're going to head into the Shach, Allah Taira. Now, it's not the same Shach in Shulchan Aruch, but he brings down the Rabbeinu. We're going to see Rabbeinu Bechai, I'm going to come up with 6 or 7 reasons for salt. And if the Olam can just follow me over here for why it was supposed to have salt. So far, let's go over again. So far, we have 2 reasons why. We have the reason that our table is diamond to the Mizbech, we need salt, which we have to explain much more in detail. What does that mean? Just because our diamond to the Mizbech, he'll come. But that's Pashtus. That's what we need the salt for. It's somehow making us from Pranius too. So we also need salt, because it's making us from our pranius. You need it, according to the Mechaber, to make the bread taste good. You know, salt, and you can have you could have sugar. That would work too. Comes along the Sifsei Kanya Halatayr, first quoting Rabbeinu Bachya. And Rabbeinu Bachya says like this, Bamelach Belachem, seems to say, B'chol Karbim Tzoscha Bamelach Timlech, meaning to say, Melach, the letters, as you're going to see, Melach and Lechem have the same letters to them. So Bamelach Belachem. What does lechem mean? Lach mishal Torah. What does that mean? Nema bris b'melech. It says bris b'Torah. Shem kiyam loylam b'loy melech. Kach ein kiyam loylam b'loy Torah. Laskiro, he says the Rabbeinu B'chai, specifically Kohen is quoting Rabbeinu B'chai, and he's quoting others, I should say. He gets the Rabbeinu B'chai in a moment. He's quoting other Rishayim, that why do we need salt at our table? She'ikram, or not only on the table, on the Mizbeach. What's the salt? Ikar is Meichel HaNefesh. Being that Melech says Bris B'melech, says Bris B'Torah. So when you're looking at salt, you're thinking of Torah, because by both of them it says Bris. So the Ikar is Torah, although I have to eat, and that's what satisfies me, and that's how I can go through my day. Why do you need it at the table? Ikar is Torah. It seems, and some take this, it's going to remind you, say, Dibrei Torah at your table. Why have salt on my table for? So that means you should be leaving your salt on your table throughout the meal, because I'm going to look at the salt. I'm going to remember that the salt is Torah, both of them are bris. I better go ahead and say Dibrei Torah at the table. And that seems to be, although it doesn't say it straight out, but that would seem to be the reason for salt. So we have another reason. Then he brings the Medrash. We spoke about this Medrash last week. That's when I decided, really, I should talk about it last week, but I turned it into a shir. He brings now the Rabbeinu M'chai. From the Zman of Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, the water was promised, Likarei Bamelach, that they are going to be used. V'nisach hamayim and the melech. There are different medrashim. There are conflicting medrashim. Maybe we can somehow make them not to be arguing on the different shalom. But clearly the oilam knows, because we spoke about this last week. Maybe it was Shal Shadis that the oilam. Just to read you the medrash, that the way he brings down the medrash, worth it to see. It's again different in different places. Ha'oilam shlish midbar. The world is a third midbar. Shlish yishav. Shlish yam. On the Yam says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Torah was given in the Midbar, the Yishuv Beis HaMikdash, what about us? Amar Lei, Hasidim Yisrael, don't worry, it's going to be Melech on the Mizbeach. Mizel, that's Pshat, you need Melech. So the Melech then was promised. What about Mayim? Doesn't say a word about Nesach HaMayim over here, but the other Midrashim say that it actually started that Hashem said, don't worry about it, you will be used on the Mizbeach, for 7 days, Nisach HaMayim. They'll be pouring you on the Mizbeach during the Yontif of Sukkot. So the water was promised for 7 days. If you look at the other Midrashim, what it says, it's only 7 days. It's not fair. Why are we only going to be used for 7 days? So the Mayim El Yoinim and the Mayim HaTachtoinim, you have the Mayim El Yoinim in Shemayim. You have the Mayim HaTachtoinim in this world. The Matam's upset. Not that Hashem's everywhere, but the Mayim HaTachtoinim says, why am I in a world that's Tumah? People, as I saw one of the Sfarim, the water complains. At the water, usually at the beach, is where everyone's inappropriate. That's where people drink and they're dressed inappropriately. And things go on at the beach. This is what one of the Svarim says. And the Mayim HaTachtoinim says, it's not fair. You put them in this world where the most tumah and the most inappropriate behavior takes place. I don't want to be there. I'd rather be somewhere else. Hashem says, no, you be there. And at what you'll have Nisach HaMayim, and the water complains. That's 7 days a week. That's for 7 days. I want to. What about the rest of you? Hashem says, don't worry about it. We'll take the salt. Why? He looked at the Midrashim. The water began to cry. Whatever that means. Kamal, come on. What happens when you cry? When you cry, your tears are salty. So because the Mayim is crying, the water. Why is the ocean water salty? Why is it salty in the first place? The answer is because the water was crying. Oh, when you cry, it's the salt is created. So now the oceans are full of salt. Ocean's full of salt. Now that it's salty, Hashem says, okay, not only am I going to take the water, but I'm going to go in and take the salt. And the salt is going to be placed on the Mizbeach. So now we understand why the Mizbeach needs salt, because Hashem promised the water to have salt. I saw Meir Digabshat in understanding why is it that we go to the ocean, we go to the water to relax, to be able to get rid of our anxieties. People go to the water, it's always calming, especially looking at the waves of the ocean. And what's the reason that one of the Gedolim says, why is it so calming for us to go to the ocean? You could just sit there and look at the waves. And the answer is because when you're in the presence of greatness, you feel great. When you're present of a Gadol, you act differently. If you're in the presence of one of the Gedolim Adar, you're gonna be Yirah Shamayim. You're not gonna do anything that's wrong. You're not gonna say Lashon Hara. You're not going to be looking at things that we shouldn't be looking in front of the presence. You automatically, it rubs off. That's what we've seen with our own eyes. If you're in the presence of the Mayim HaTachtoinim has Yirah Shamayim. Why? Because it wants to be near Hashem. If it wants to be near Hashem, so you're in the presence of the water that wanted to be near Hashem, didn't want to be here. When you're in the presence of those that have Yirat Shamayim, you also get Yirat Shamayim. Why do we have anxiety? Why are we so worried? Why do we have Daga? Because we don't have Yirat Shamayim. We don't have Bitachim. If you're in the presence of the water, so now you're going to get Bitachim because you're going to have Yirat Shamayim. All the Mepharshim say, why is it called Yirat Shamayim? The Chedusha Rimes, not Yirat Shamayim. It's Yiras Hashem. What's Shemaim? What's the union of the Shemaim? But the Shemaim also had Yira of Hashem. Because Hashem, when the world is being created, Hashem is Vayigar, said stop to the Shemaim. Don't go anymore. Shemaim, listen. So when you have Yira, that's why the color of the sky and the water, same color, they're blue. Both of them have to do with the Kisei HaKavod. All dealing with the water has Yira Shemaim, wants to be near Hashem. You're in the presence of the water. You see a blue sky. You're in the presence of the Evan Hasapir, they say. That's the Gemara Baba Basra. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Now you understand. That's what the Beis HaMikdash. Now you understand. Why is it? And we learned in the Gemara beginning of Baba Basra, when Herdus redid the Beis HaMikdash, what did the walls of the Beis HaMikdash look like? Looked like waves of the ocean. And the Chachamim weren't sure if they should leave it like that or not, but they left it. Why did they leave it? Look at the Teres Chaim and other Svarim on the Gemara Baba Basra, because the waves of the ocean is Yirat Shamayim. So you would walk into the Beis HaMikdash and you would see the water which wanted to be near Hashem. We are now going to take that with us as we go home. We want to be near Hashem. You understand now why we go to Tashlich. All of this, why everything is by the water, because water represents the concept of Melech, Melucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the deal that the water had with Hashem. So we say this in davening every Friday night, say more than other times. But when you look at the Medrash says, now we understand. Mikailos Mayim Ram, there was Kailos. The water was crying out, it's not fear. What did they say? What did the water say? Adir Bamaram Hashem. We want to be Bamaram. We want to be with Hashem. That was what they were praying for. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't be there, you'll be on the Mizbeach. Ma'am Elon says, now look what he brings down. Ma'am Elu Shaylan Pevelay Amir Velay Dibur says, if the water can praise me, how could we not praise Hashem? So he got I'm not going to go through all the it's a long piece. What I did was, you'll turn over the sheet. At the end, he has, as you can see over here, 7-8 reasons of why you need salt at your table. So we're going to go through it very quickly now. So this way, though, I won't be taking this home. You can put it by your table. You will now know when you're looking at salt what you're supposed to be thinking about. Nimtzin Lameidin, this is a chaz. After he writes his whole long pages of salt, he says, now let's have a summary here. It's like this. Putting on the table, he has 10 reasons why. First, what is it telling us? I said to you when we started, Divrei Torah. Make sure you say Torah at the table. Make sure the table is going to be the ikar of food is the ikar of our achila, should be achila tanepesh, Torah. Keep the salt, according to this, keep the salt on the table only. Can't just take the salt off the table, because the point of the salt is to remind you to say Torah. So leave it there during the whole meal. You're looking at your wife says, let's remove the salt, or we don't need the salt. No, leave the salt. Salt has to be on the table. You need it there before the meal, because of the reason that we said from the Mishnah Berurah, from the Radbaz. You need it on the table during the meal to make sure you say Torah. Next. Also, you should remember, Shakadish Baruch Hu, Eina Mekabit Schar Kobir. Hashem, Kimoy Shamar Amayim, you went out of your way to cry, Ein Rishus L'mayim Yonim L'shira. The Medrash says that now the Mayim El Tachtainim says Shira every day. Shakadish Baruch Hu keeps his promise. He kept his promise. What was the promise? That you're going to be used on the Mizbeach. Not only used on the Mizbeach, the salt is going to salt the Karbanis. So it shows Hashem pays back those that want to be close to him. You want to be close to me? You'll get a reward. That's the second thing you look at the soul. Next is he says like this, the whole world was created just to praise Hashem. Look at the water. The water wants to praise Hashem. We should be praising Hashem. Fourth thing, remember similar idea. You need salt. The world, we can't survive without salt. So not only is salt used on the Mizbeah, not only is salt also have the Mayim, the Nesachan, our food needs salt. So when you look at salt, you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a schar to not just to nice and schar, to each one of us, we appreciate what Hashem has given us, and you get a reward also connected to the Mayim Al Yainim and the Mayim Al Tachtoinim. Then he also says, we'll remind you to give tzedakah, because Anshei Tzedakah, we're going to read in 2 weeks, Parsha, they did not. Why did they turn into salt? Because they didn't give their guests salt. When the people would come, they made a very simple food. They made sure the food didn't taste that good at all. So they didn't put food. That's why Light's wife, she turns into salt, because she didn't serve salt at the table. She didn't serve salt at the table. So now you become salt. Remember to give the poor people, like we started in the Mishnah Berurah. That's the whole reason why our Mizbeah is, why is it a Mizbeah? Because you're supposed to do chesed. So the salt can remind you, if you don't do chesed, then look what happened to Sadaim. The next thing is like this, Kadesh Shal Yavai, and Maradika Vard, he's same idea, but a little bit different. A person looks at his table, Shalayim, you see all is good, you see your children around the table, Shari Amai, my Makal, what should we do? Thank Hashem. Yard, look what happens. Hahayim Makal, Sana Kadish Baruchu, Bahayla Mala, Visayf Yardu, Vinasu Melach, appreciate what you have. We look around our table, the Mayim praises Hashem, what do you end up with? You end up with salt, as I mentioned to you, through the tears, salt. And now it's used on the Mizbeach. So a person should be grateful for what he has. And that's just like, look what happens when you're grateful. He goes into making sure that if you can't do mitzvahs, you should cry that you can't do mitzvahs. He has 7-8 reasons over here why you see the importance of salt on your table. Now that we see that it's so important, it's not only to dip the salt in, but it's to give us these different ideas to constantly remember Torah, that it's Torah that we should be saying. Hashem will pay us if we do his rots, and just like the Mayim at the time got repaid. We should praise Hashem just like the Mayim praise Hashem. At the table, we should praise. We should make sure we have guests at our table. We should realize also that we should cry that we didn't do what we should, that we don't live our lives a certain way. And you should also see that Hashem is Meichel. He goes into that Hashem had to be Meichel, the Mayim at the time. I didn't read you that part of the Medrash, but let's see now. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and let's see now that if salt is so important, so now you should understand why you should wait. Says the Mishnah Berurah, at the end, if your salt is not there, then don't be mafsi. You can't talk. What does he talk mean? So once you washed, if you washed, you could say bring the salt. Is really how important salt is. Even for our bread that doesn't eat salt, we have all these reasons why. Once you made hamaitzi and you don't have the salt on the table, okay, now you can't be mafsi. Although you still need salt. Don't forget. Even though you didn't have salt then, you should have the salt later on because of the other reasons of the Torah reason. Or the five other reasons that the Shtifsei kind of remember to praise Hashem at the table. Remember to be grateful to what Hashem has given you. When you see all this good at your table, be grateful. Realize that Hashem is the one who's given this to you. So you need to have the salt, even if it wasn't there at the beginning. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, can't be mafsik. For also lahafsik kaidim shev l'mat. Eat so. So again, you made your amaitzi, too late. Now, you see there's no salt? Don't wait anymore. Then you're going to eat right away, because that's a hafsik in the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, now, this is really going back on before. Kamakim writes lahamtin kaidim abracha. What if till they bring salt? You have a right. There's no pshash. It's a tzarech suda. You need the salt. We see how important salt is. So if you're sitting at your table and there's no salt, not only you wait, you can say, Melech, bring the salt. So that is, now I'm going to skip 11, for whatever reason I wasn't paying attention when I was copying and pasting. 11 and 12 is not, we're not up to there yet. Need over to turn over to the next sheet. So quickly, we're going to Piskei Tshuva says, so what happens if you don't have salt? He brings out Sifrei Kabbalah. What should you do? What you should do, take your bread itself and dip it three times into a different part of the bread. I don't know if you've ever seen anybody do that. Cut your bread in half, take the one half of the bread and dip it into the other bread. Why? Because Allah comes, I see a smell. If all the reasons that we're saying of salt is to tell us about Torah and it's to tell us about Hakara Sataita, to tell us about same Dibrei Torah. So then, anything that could remind me of salt, I could use. So take the bread and dip it into another piece of bread. It's the same letters. It's Melech. It's not the Melech itself. Yeah, the Melech itself is if it's the reason of the Mayim Atach Yainim and Mayim Atach Tainim. So we want to go ahead and remember what happened over there. Now look what Hashem gave to those that went to the water that wants to be near Hashem. So we keep the salt on the table to realize what we will get if we serve Hashem properly. and we cry out to Hashem, just like the water cried out. But we have five other reasons. So whatever is going to remind you of what salt represents, that what you're going to do. And then he says, Minigailam is the tabla pass into other foods. The tafshil, take other foods that have salt. If the message is to remember salt, then that's where it comes from. To dip it into sugar doesn't make any sense. Aval tabla sugar and anachem, and it doesn't make anybody any cloud. There's no reason. Why would you dip it into sugar? Sugar is not salt. If the sugar, you don't need to dip it into the sugar. The sugar could remind, if you want to have sugar on your table, and somehow it's going to remind you of salt, one thing. But to dip it in doesn't make any sense. So therefore,
food that has salt.
That's what he just said. That's what he's saying. Other foods that have salt. You dip because the ikar is to realize the concept of the salt. So without seeing the next part over here, what would the Olam say? Because this part, when I, growing up, I always had this question until I really spent time on all these Dibrei Hagadah and everything else. Always didn't my father, I don't remember what I knew my father did. We see what they did. We always ask ourselves, did our fathers do that because they were told that it was their minig? But let's say Rosh Hashanah night, we all had honey. How many of you have the minig to have salt at the table and do honey and salt, or just no salt at all at the table because we're having honey? Well, without seeing, because most of the Achrayim don't have any. There's no sources. They're going to just say what they did, or they're going to say their minig. But what would you say based on everything we said up to this point? Right. So you would say you would do, so according to what we're saying, it makes sense. Do both. You need the dvash because we want a concept of honey, which we spoke about. And you would also do the salt. But the ikar that we're saying, you see from what most of what we're saying over here, it's not to dip into the salt. That seems to be more al pi kabbalah. But the actual salt on the table is very essential. So even if we're not going to dip in the salt, but you should have the salt. Even the Mishnah Berurah never said dip. He just says have the salt to keep away the sodden. So it seems that we always need salt. And that's what, after going through this, I think you'd all agree. Even if you're not dipped, you need salt. Every time you sit down at your table, you need salt. You should always have salt on the table because it's so necessary. We see the Mechaber, and the water was promised that it's going to be on the Mizbeach, and our table is the Mizbeach. So the only...
Maybe you can't have salt. Honey, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach. So you're saying
so you do it on a different part of the honey. Right. So we are having the honey at the table at the end. Then we have the honey.
So there's have the honey and say, this is my Mizbeach.
Right. You know that it's salt. Again, our purpose is to know that there's salt here. What does Melech represent us? All of these different... just to show you the different argument, I learned there's a 20 here, not 17. We'll come back to 17 because that's to say that. But Leo Rosh Hashanah, just to see the different argument, Shama Zalman Orbach had Melech on his table, but he didn't dip it into the salt. Like we just said, it's not Nageh if you... It's really only the dip, you're using salt. Chaim Kanievsky didn't bring it to the table at all, which I don't understand. I don't know why you didn't have why not have it at the table? Well, you don't bring it to the table, right? It doesn't say why it doesn't do it. The next paragraph is, if you do have salt, and you're going to, in your if you do dip it into salt, so then the Kapha Chaim brings down first salt, then honey. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says, one side honey, one side salt, and then you have the Chazanish, Yaakov Kanievsky and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't dip it in, only Vash, like I said. They only put it on the table. You don't have to dip it in. What about Seder night? Seder night, we know that you're not supposed to have salt because you have salt. It's not Lechemayni anymore, and we want it to be Lechemayni. So should you bring the salt to the table now? Because you still have don't dip it into the salt, but you need salt anyway. So go back to 17. Baleil says, the Ramah says, you don't dip in salt. You do dip in salt. Come on, you don't do that. But should there be salt at the table? Yes, it doesn't usually have salt water. So it's usually, if you have your salt water, then you have salt anyway. So you look, you have your salt. And that's mamish salt water. And that's mamish ocean water. If that's mamish like the ocean water, so you already have your salt at the table. You don't need separate salt. All you have to remember is that this is the mayim atachtayim. And this is the salt. Okay.
So we should be using sea salt, not the salt that we use.
Right. Okay, but it's at least salt water. The idea is still there. Let's go back now to our table. So we said, let's go back to the reason that our table. So I need the help with the Olam. You'll learn with me this, because I always find that when we were growing up, you talk one way, and then you start to look at this. When you start to get older, you actually do the research and you look at it. You see, I don't know, where did they come up with these rules? So we're going to learn this. I was taught two different. I remember that one Rebbe I had said, you can't sit on any table. And I'll sit on a table. And another Rebbe that said, no, it's only the table you eat on. It's what does seem to be the Mishnah Berurah is saying, the table that you eat on. So that means a table that we don't eat on. I was taught that you could sit on the table. If you don't eat on the table, even if you learn on the table, it's not a mizbech. The only table that's a mizbech is the table that you eat on. So I was always growing up understanding that don't sit on your table that you eat on. Don't sit on your kitchen table, your dining room table. But a desk in yeshiva, I was told you could sit under that. I even went to a class. I remember going when I went to one class when I was in Parvadas, and they were giving classes on public speaking. So one of the speakers there was sitting on the table. He sat on the table like this. And he said, oh, don't question why I'm sitting on the table. I don't want to say the Gadol's name. He says, I asked the Gadol, and the Gadol says, no one eats on this table. It's a desk, and I'm allowed to sit on the table. So I always assume that, yeah, just don't sit on the table you eat on. So the Oilon's going to learn with me over here, the Sefer Chassidim. Let's see what Yalid Echad, Amad Lefsay al HaShulchan. It was a child. He wanted to jump on the table. Sha'aviv Haya Misham and Mason. So again, this is when we get kids on the table. You tell me what you think. And the father put Svarim on it. Ulayachdu rak Svarim Labad. It was a table that he put Svarim on. V'gam, yeah, kisharatza lacha lacham. Sometimes he won't eat bread. U'v'chol yoyim, but every day it was Svarim. Now he took the Svarim off. Ad sha'achal, he wants to eat. V'amad hayalad ala shulcham. And the child went on the table. V'yarad, he got off the table and he cut his foot with a knife. V'nechta kafra avazan. Amarav, the father said, it's my fault. Pashia, it's my fault. Garam, because I let my son jump on the table. Shahayola Svarim. How would you learn the Sefer Chassidim? Is it because it's a table of food? It's a table. They're all bringing down. I'm just saying, because the Mishnah Berurah brought that. If you look in the Sha'aret Zion, when we started, he brings Achrayim, Asala Harga Sakina. But these Achrayim, if you look at who they bring down the Sefer Chassidim. So what would you say? So here, you can't have children jumping on your table. Wonderful. What type of a table? Or don't sit on a table. What would you say? Is it the focus because it's a table of Svarim? It's a focus of the table that you eat on.
It says all of Svarim. At that moment, it was Svarim.
No, but he says, V'lokach HaSvarim. He took the Svarim off. He wants to eat. Ad she'achal. He's going to eat now. And now but look how he ends up. Shahayu mishgaram she'en chaysi levni levsayal shulchan shahayu ala Svarim. There were Svarim on it. So it seems that the problem is it's a table that is Svarim. Not because it's a table you're going to eat on. So
he was on the Svarim just before.
Worse one. Now there's no
Svarim. And he threw it off, so it's still like, it still has.
So what's the problem? The table is because it's a table of Svarim, it's a table that you eat.
I consider a table of Svarim, it had Svarim on it. He threw it off and it's Svarim.
But it seems because it's Svarim. He says Svarim. It shows us and says.
So why did he mention that?
Because he took, he's telling you what he did. He took off the Svarim because he wants to eat. He's just telling you what he did. He took off the Svarim because it happens to be that's the Maaseh Kachayit. He took the Svarim on the seat. So now there's no Svarim on the table. If there was Svarim on the table, it's kosher. You never go out.
Because now he's going to eat, so it's okay for kids on it. And he said, oh, because I had Svarim only, I shouldn't have.
Right.
The Achila wasn't a problem at all.
No, the Achila wasn't a problem. He's just saying, it happens to be that he removed the Svarim because of the Achila. So there's a story of the Rabbi Aryeh Leib Shteinman, Chedshul Chesh Kamen and Mesefes Chagiga on Amid Av. Why is it in Mesefes Chagiga? Why do I know to look there for? Because the Gemara in Chagiga there talks about the Shulchan. Also, the table's like a Shulchan under the Mizbeach. So I knew that, let's see if he has anything about this. And he does. He did. So he had a Shaila there from, he brings down, I don't know who Rabbi Aaron Neib, but he asked Rabbi Aryeh Leib Shteinman, Shal Shaila Zu. About this table, the Heishav Loi, Ayilev says our table is not a mizbeach. Climber, Av Shalom mizbeach atmei osel ani achisei. Can't put a chair. What was the shaila? The shaila was is, and we have this in shul. You want to ask Mr. Rob, ask Rabbi Ayilev, if you have a shul and you want to take the chairs and you want to mop the floor, so you want to take the chairs and put them on top of the table. So you wanted to know, are you allowed to do that or not? We did that when we on Simchas Torah, we took the chairs and put it on the table to create a machitza. So they asked Rabbi Ayilev, but it's a mizbeach. So it's a mizbeach. What are you putting chairs on a table for? You wouldn't put chairs on the mizbeach. So they asked him, are you allowed to The question, if you look at the question, was the cleaning crew. The cleaning crew came and they put the chairs on the table to walk mop the floor. So they asked Rabbi Yalev, you let her do that. So this is his answer. Now you know what his question was. Av shalom is veach atma. Of course, he can't put a mizbeach on the chair. He can't put a chair on a mizbeach. Avol shulchan shalom ain't a mizbeach mach mamish. See, he says you're allowed. Basically, you can take the chairs and put it on the table to mop the floor. Then he klaima, and then he writes, "Va'acha kachayisiv, masha shulchan daimel mizbeach zel." Like a mamish I said when I started this year. That's when you have guests and aniim. Oh, now it's a mizbeach. The yoishvin eats al shulchan. Abul im hu af pam. I'm reading it now. I didn't really thought. He says what we're having to. If you don't have guests. Oy, oil is bad because your table's not is there. You don't need salt. I mean, you need salt for the other reasons. But if the reason of the salt is like the Sif Sekayim says, to remind you about the guests and the schar for having guests and the need to have guests, you don't have guests, then your table's not is there. So it would. So the question, what does that mean? That means this table here in Shul, I'm not having guests at this table. So this table, how in the world is this table daima to the mizbeach? It's not a mizbeach. The only table I'll be diamond in is there because the table that I have guests. So says Rabbi Yalev, put chairs on the table. Because it so it's the op. What I don't understand is it's he doesn't bring the Sefer Chassidim, but the Sefer Chassidim don't talk about a fruit table you eat on. He's talking about a table that you have svarim on. And then look what he writes, Hayaitim Midvaro, and I spoke about this the other day, that Alabima Sha'ol of Kairim Batira, and you blow Shaifer, and you make hakafis, then Misvivai. Okay, that's awesome. He's going back to this because that's mamish. You're using it for the Torah. Abal al shulchan shalanu, but the regular tables around the shul, then it's mutas avada. Can't put the chairs on the bima because the bima is using it. We spoke about that. V'chein shamati, he says, I'm Kanyaski, shadavar mutter. That you're allowed to take the chairs in the shul and put it on the table. We just said, we have, what about our Sefer Chassidim? Sefer Chassidim says, yeah, so very big difference. Having children jump on the table is different than putting chairs on the table to clean the shul, because I'm cleaning the shul. Yes, Abadai can't put it on the bima, because that's pashut. We already said that we had to share about that the other day. But to go ahead and so what's the maskana then?
What is disrespectful to the we do have a condition that maybe not to settle the bed, right? The bed will want to be buried with the standards and
very good.
You're doing it to clean the spread.
So that's what I'm saying. You're doing it. So very good. That's what I'm saying. Very good. So you're jumping on the table is different. Look at the top there for Lamaisa, Nero, Shimzeh, Shulchan, Shiroiv, Tashmishi. If most of it's Lima Taira, Oila Achila Shalam Mele Taira. It's only Achila Shalam Mele Taira. Because he wants to say like this in Haraglayim, Shalakisis, Molachis, Fame, Tanfus, Shulchan, Ain Roy. Maybe then don't put it. In other words, when you're putting the chairs on the table, don't put the bottom of the feet on the table because it's going to dirty the table. Turn the chairs upside down. This is what Rabbi Yalev says. Hey, because that's okay. Let me ikra din. No issa, we just said. Halacha l'maisa, I once again, it seems from, to me anyway, the Sefer Chassidim, that we should not be sitting on a table that we learn on. And because I'm not trying to clean the shul. Clean the shul is what I could do. But if it's a table that right, I'm in the limud, it has to be again limud tayr. If you have a desk, you have a table and it's not limud tayr, you have an office and you don't use a limud tayr, you can sit on the desk in a chanami. This I disagree therefore with that one who gave the speech, because that table was a Rebbe's table and he would sit on the table. It was ikar tashmishay, it was limud tayr to be on that table. Achila also, because you see what he said, what Rabbi Yalev says, oil achila shel amele tayr. He's stuck in the amele tayr. But once again, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down not to kill lice on the table. So yeah, you should have kids jumping on the table, we see from here. And a table that you eat on, l'chayra then, you should also not sit on. So it's both. It's a table that you learn on, table that you eat on.